This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Got a lot to talk about, a lot coming up. I'm going brain dead again here. Ellie Beth Stuckey is coming on the show in the next hour. We're going to talk about her new book, You're Not Enough, all right? And really she deals with what we've brought up our young people to believe. For all intents and purposes, truly, honestly, what we have done to our young people. We have not done them any favors. You know, seriously. And you heard that from Tom Kirsting the other night, too. Anyway, jump over to your host, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can check out the latest poll, all kinds of stories up there you can partake of, if you would. And then get involved in the live conversations, live chat room. You can watch live. Sign up for the newsletter. I mean, really, seriously, do I have to go through this all the time? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I really do feel... I really do appreciate you guys listening and paying attention, that kind of stuff. It is amazing to me. This is, if you've ever seen such, like a 17-year-old defending his lie to try to make sure that you don't know that he's the one that scratched the car. You saw that today, not just the hearings, see it all over the place. Right? But you saw it happen today. Again, there in the at the congressional hearings. And what I find it interesting is the lies that they tell, where they really believe somehow, they believe that nobody's going to show truly what they're all about. I've been saying this for years, and you guys know it. Every time they tell a lie, put it up on the whiteboard. Every time they tell a lie, call it out. Show the truth. Just like they did to little Jerry Nadler, you know, the Weebles Wobble guy, when he said, you know, Antifa, it's a myth, doesn't exist. Those are cartoon characters in a sign or something. And then Jim Jordan puts up the video with them there, fighting, showing the damage that's being done. This peaceful protest. That's what I would have done. I would have had the most violent videos up there from Portland and other places. While the newscasters, the Democrat newscasters, by the way, the ones telling you to stay home, that are making six figures a year working to keep you safe. Right. So again, to get back to what I was saying, Jim Jordan, he went back and forth with his Democrat colleagues today at the congressional hearing, right? They had all the tech giants there. The other thing I think, here's the deal. This would be the one time that I would be okay with allowing the congressional staff to sit in place of a congressperson. You know why I say that? Because most of those old guys and old people, they had no clue the difference between, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Google and so forth. They had no idea how much influence, or not just how much influence they had, but how they could get in the way, how they could slow things down. Now, Jordan grilled Google CEO Sundar Pichai over Google's alleged search engine bias against conservatives. And he wanted him to commit that Google would not interfere in the upcoming election. That ain't going to happen. You already know that. They already are interfering. They already are funneling back some of the website searches. Facebook is yanking down pages, and you know what? They're only conservative pages. I haven't heard of any liberal pages screaming. Right? Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania, she's a Democrat, she just poo-pooed Jim Jordan as, it's fringe conspiracy theories. And Jordan went off. You know why? He's got proof. This is what they're doing. They're looking right at you and telling you, that's not a fire behind me. I mean, look how blatant they are. Look at how foolish they think you are. You have newscasters, MSNBC, CNN, right? All of them standing there in front of a microphone. Most of them, not all. Most of them without a mask on, right? Because you've got to wear a mask all the time. Most of them without a mask on while there's a fire burning behind them telling you it's a peaceful protest. You see some young kid run past them and chuck something while they're talking about what a peaceful protest it is. These guys are sick. Extremely sick. Mr. Chairman, we have the email, Jordan responded, referring to an email written by a Google staffer that suggested the tech giant aided Hillary Clinton's campaign. Well, it's not just an email. It's proof that the algorithms, they've had so many people in the tech world show you what happened. Committee Chair Dave Cicilline, he's another Democrat out of Rhode Island, he scolded Jordan for interrupting Scanlon's question. Representative James Raskin, from a Democrat from Maryland, joined in by ordering the Ohio congressman, put your mask on! Mr. Raskin, you want to talk about masks? Why would the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury unmask Michael Flynn's name? Let's talk about that. Love it. This is what it needs to be. Remember I told you, guerrilla warfare from this point on. That's it. We're done. Joe Bottino will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. It was a real thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. We're talking about how the that hearing went today. God, the big tech hearing. And it's always amazing to me that the majority of Democrats, who actually most of those guys, both sides of the aisle, don't even know the difference between Facebook, Twitter, or any of those, Google, what they do, how they get in the way, and that kind of stuff. But because they're taking down conservative sites in big sweeps, they don't care. And I started to say before the break, it is interesting to them. They can look right at it. There's the yellow elephant stepping on the red Ferrari. They're looking at it. They're standing right next to you. But they know you're a Republican. So, no, now it's a not even a purple, it's a purple penguin stepping out of a Matchbox car. You know what I mean? It's just, they can look at the same exact thing. They can see it there. They don't want to admit it, so they won't. Peaceful protests? Federal stormtroopers? Are these guys for real? And then again, you know, when you look at what went down today, they have the email. They have the whistleblower. I guess the only whistleblowers that they count, the only whistleblowers that they will actually believe are the ones that favor them. And you can see it. It's right there, right in all its glory, the hypocrisy. Jim Jordan, who I'm getting more and more respect for this guy on a daily basis, he's sitting there going, no, no. Why don't we hear it out of his words? Hold on.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to redirect your attention to antitrust law rather than fringe conspiracy theories. Mr. Bezos, our investigation...
Mr. Chairman, we have the email. There is no fringe...
It's not your time.
Jordan, you do not have the time. Please be respectful of your colleagues.
Someone directly...
He controls
directly.
The time.
Put your mask on.
Mr. Jordan. Ms. Scanlon.
Why would the Deputy Secretary of Treasury unmask Michael Flynn's name, Mr.
Scanlon? And what I want to know is, Scanlon,
when someone comes after my motives for asking questions, I get a chance to respond.
The gentlelady is recognized.
Here's the funny thing about it. The chairman has no mask on. But the Dem wasn't yelling at him to put his mask on. Again, hypocrisy. In your face hypocrisy. He's been sitting there the whole time with it sitting on the edge of his chin. But they don't care. Right? Because it's their guy. Not going to call out their guy. It's just amazing. So, what was Jordan talking about? Why did he bring up the mask thing? Well, that was in reference to Raskin's wife, Sarah Bloom Raskin. She was revealed as one of Obama-era appointees who requested the unmasking of Michael Flynn. Ooh. But they don't want to hear that. They don't even want to deal with that. That's scary for them. Something might surface that would call them out now, wouldn't it? What I want to know is if someone comes after my motives for asking a question, I want to get a chance to respond, Jordan told Cicely. Now, back in May, Republican lawmakers released a list that came from the office of then-acting DNI Richard Grenell. It showed several top Obama officials who had made dozens of requests to unmask Flynn between, ready for this, November 2016 and January 17. They were looking for something on this guy, big time. Now, you want to know who asked for the unmasking? Do you care? We can start with the simple one. You should know this one. Vice President Joe Biden. Former FBI Director James Comey. Former CIA Director John Brennan. Former DNI James Clapper. Former UN Ambassador Samantha Powell. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. And then former White House Staff Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough. Now think about this. Look at the team. Biden, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. I mean, you don't get much closer to the mafia than those guys are. Because they don't care. It isn't about the U.S. for them. It isn't about America for them. It's all about power. How much power they have. And if you're watching these hearings with any kind of open mind, and I'll tell you what, thank you, God. I have more Democrat friends telling me, look, I can't join the Republican Party, but I don't know what happened to these people. They have lost their minds. And there's no questioning it. Just look. Listen. Pay attention. And then again, you got Democrats defending illegals. Defending Antifa, defending the damage that BLM's doing, and coming after hardworking Americans. Here in California, the person running for the seat that Katie Hill vacated, a Democrat, There's a Republican sitting in that seat now. He's doing a great job. Cares about the people. But you got the woman that's running for that seat, Christy Smith. She's an assemblywoman in California, and she hasn't found a tax bill she doesn't like. You heard us talking about it yesterday. Taxing businesses again, almost up to, 13% now? And higher. I'm talking about mom and pop businesses. More regulations on these businesses. It seems like when you get to the California legislature, there isn't a tax that you don't like, that you don't see value in. And the rate they're going, you know, we're going to be taxed at 50 and 60% here soon. They don't care. They are fully convinced that people like us will leave and they'll have a liberal, they'll just have a liberal bastion here. The other thing I think is funny is I heard this complaining out of Texas. So now they're claiming they're becoming, not there, but even my friends on the right, they're claiming they're becoming more purple. And he made a comment that I thought was great. You liberals fleeing California for Texas, prove to us you have two brain cells. Don't go there and vote the same kind of people that you have voted here. And I say you because Republicans have had no control of the state forever. You have the control. You're the ones that voted those lunatics in Sacramento that can't get it right. You're the one that, matter of fact, chances are really good that you are leaving California because of what the Democrat governor has done or what the Democrat-controlled legislature has done. So don't go to a Republican state and change it back to what you ran from. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is now leading the world in oil and natural gas production. The president traveling to an oil rig in Midland, Texas, and called it a dominant position.
Under the Trump administration, the United States has increased oil production by 3.1 million barrels per day. That's some number. Never been anything like that number.
Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't embracing a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to schools reopening, but the infectious disease expert is telling MSNBC that getting kids back to school is a task worth pursuing.
We need right now to understand that we should try as best as we possibly, underlying, possibly can to get the children back to school.
Fauci is worried about schools reopening in coronavirus hotspots. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. So much going on there. So much for you to be engaged with. And again, as I said before, we've got a lot of stuff going on. A lot that I want you to key in on. A lot that I want you to get informed. Because if you get informed, then you're not those people that, you know, run around just spewing the party line, spewing the Twitter. Hopefully you stop that, too. No more spewing the Twitter line, right? We good? Not happening anymore? Good. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as I said before. All right. We're talking about, again, how the Democrats, they see nothing like the rest of us do. And I think, and I should say that, far-left Democrats, especially those people in D.C., some of the stuff that pours out of their mouth, again, federal storage room, they actually accused the Portland federal agents of, you know, going after the rioters. I don't want to call them protesters. The rioters. Now, I want you to think about that. There's video from those guys inside the courthouse. They really didn't step outside the courthouse. I think it was one guy. I think it was it the Portland mayor or the governor or whoever was going to fine the federal government $500 an hour. We'll see how that worked out in court, right? And not only that, these guys, you guys got to think about something. This is always fun. These state agencies that sue federal agencies and vice versa, it's your money paying for it all. It doesn't go to a program. It doesn't go to help the homeless. It doesn't go for better education. It goes for suing each other. And then on top of that, all these buildings that have been burned down, the police cars that have been burned down, you know, things that have been destroyed. Well, who's paying for that? Everybody chipping in? You're right, we are, in tax dollars. And most of those mayors and governors, they want money from the federal government for their inaction. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Bill Hemmer earlier that the federal agents will not leave the city of Portland, Oregon, until a federal courthouse that has been repeatedly attacked by rioters is safe and secure. Now, we will continue to keep law enforcement officers in the area to make sure that the courthouse is secure at the end of the day. Earlier Wednesday, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that federal agents would begin a phased withdrawal from Portland. Wolf said that he and the governor had agreed on a plan to end the violent activity in Portland directed at federal properties. Right? Now, he called robust presence of the Oregon State Police in downtown Portland a must for this plan to work. Now, over time, Wolf said, if the Oregon State Police and the plan that has been put in place is successful, we can responsibly draw down law enforcement assets. Yeah, good luck. They don't do anything. Portland has seen 62 consecutive nights. 62. Did I say that? 62 consecutive nights of protests and demonstrations stemming from the George Floyd death. Brown and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler have repeatedly described the federal presence in terms of an occupying force. But those people that took over 8 blocks, put up barriers, had guns, they were raping women, right? I mean, 2 people got killed there. That was not an occupying force. That was a summer of love set up. Oh, my God. All right, where was I? What we know is that the violence in Portland specifically was there well before DHS showed up. And anybody with 2 brain cells knows that. Long before Trump got involved in any of this stuff. And the reason he got involved, as he said, was they were losing control. And it's obvious. When they're spray painting your buildings, burning down your buildings, burning the police cars, beating people in the streets, guess what? You've lost control. I'm just guessing here. This is great. As he said, the violence was there long before they got there. So how have they been able to spin this and put it on the Dems? Can anybody explain that to me? It was almost 30 days before they got there, if you look at the calendar. The idea that the feds incited the violence, the idea that enforcing federal law incites violence, is backward. You know, Barr said something the other day that I don't think many people have thought about. Other than God, when you're in a state, there's 2 sovereigns, 2 heads, 2 powerful entities, the federal government and the state. And it's a fine line as to who's more powerful. Now, the state has a right to do for elections. Somebody asked me the other day about elections. Well, when it comes to elections, state elections, local elections, for the most part, total control of the state. Feds stay out of it. But when it comes to a federal election, senators, congresspeople, and the president, and the VP, there are federal guidelines the state has to adhere to. The state polling booths belong to the state. But the guidelines, in order for those votes to be counted, they have to be adhered to as well. 2 sovereigns. They got to figure out how to get along. Now, the acting secretary also added that he only asked for state or local enforcement to step up. And they want to police around the corner. They want federal property protected because they're looking at what's going on with the state. You people live in Oregon, your taxes are going to go up next year. You know that. And not for any good reason. It'll have absolutely nothing to do with new books in the schools, new school buses, better hospital, none of that. It'll go to none of that. It'll go to that organization who's already raised a few billion dollars. See, I'm going to start some kind of organization and go around just burning things down. I'll get billions of dollars from major companies. Right, and they'll even have the state governments spending a boatload of money explaining me to them. I mean, think about it. That's what's going on with BLM. Right, now there are people in that movement that genuinely want to see equity, no question about it. But there's many people in that movement that don't want anything but chaos. You heard even the local Dems. When they were talking about some of the things going on in the protests, they stepped up and said that people from outside the area were coming in. We've seen that everywhere. People were showing up in truck, you know, pickup trucks, throwing out milk cartons and crates filled with fireworks that were filled with nails, ball bearings, that kind of thing. That's not an impromptu movement. Now, the Oregon State Police told the news source that special operation teams and uniformed troopers would assist the city police try to get the atmosphere down. Now, why? I would never be that nervous with that many police around if I wasn't doing anything wrong. They talk about the Navy guy that got beat. They talk about a press person. I mean, you walking into that situation, you're going down there, you need to understand something can go sideways. They can't protect you all the time. How do they know who the good guy from the bad guy is? Especially with the bad guy, it's starting to dress like the good guy. Do you see the uniforms they had on? The Antifa guys look like SWAT team people. Goes on to say, I understand what his plan is, Wolf said. They would have to successfully implement that plan, that process, for the federal agents to leave. He says, I think we have an understanding to the criminal nature that they have that they're up against all day, every day. So the Fed said that they would partner with them the way they want, and again, we'll protect federal property at any cost. It's our responsibility. That's what we're here for. You know that's going to set them into orbit, right? Because they don't want the feds there under... Well, look it. They don't even want you to see the video of what's going on there. Why do you think that is? Hey, we come back from the break. I want to talk about Senator Tom Cotton's proposal. He wants to fund, well, the 6019 project, which is fake history that they want to teach to the kids. And they're already looking at a couple of major cities. There is no basis of fact or truth in the books at all. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. So are you, I hope. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, you want to save America or what? I'd like to. Again, like I said, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Tom Cotton, love Tom Cotton. He's got a bill that he's put forward called Saving America. And, I mean, God bless him for doing it. I mean, somebody's got to step up. And we're talking about the 1619 Project that the Washington Post has put together through a series of letters and such. Are you hearing me? Somebody sitting around on a porch writing what they perceive history is, what it should have been. Now the editorials are in the hands of the Washington Post, and they put together a curriculum to teach kids history. It's bad enough already. Don't let them get away with it. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious for some of you people. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So, you know, the reality of all of this is I've been saying it for a long time. I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. They're after your kids. When I say they're after your kids, what better way than to teach them or not teach them real history? Really what people were after, what was going on. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. So if they don't know, I mean, it was so sad. I play it, but every time I do, they take down our stuff. I mean, seriously. I would play the Mark Dice clips of black kids who don't know what the civil rights, the Civil War was all about. None of that. And you just sit here and say to yourself, why not? Now, I've always said, I think the inner city, they've got a terrible education a lot of times. You look at their graduation rates, the tools that they have. It ain't right. It's not fair. It's not right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you need to be part of it. You really do need to be part of the solution, people. All right? Because the best thing, the worst thing you can do is when your young one comes home and says, yeah, Civil War was fought because, Lincoln didn't care about the slaves. Because back in 1964, there weren't many of them. That's really when you need to pop back in and go, don't say, oh, that's cute. Pop back in, go, wait, what? What did you just say? And you need to engage. You need to get involved at that point. You need to make sure that you're having an effect or you're having, or they're, you're fixing them. You're correcting them because the schools aren't doing it. I'm part of the public school system. There ain't enough money. I'm telling you. The money they say we get, we really don't get as a whole. You've got unions that are heavily run by the left. Look at what LAUSD did. The teachers, A, threatened to go on strike. B, said they won't come back to the classroom till when? Till the police are defunded. Charter schools are shut down. There's three people on the left sitting there going, charter schools? Are you out of your mind? Charter schools serve a purpose. Look, there's no way, and anybody in public education that tells you any different is lying to you. There is no way that the average public school can provide a well-rounded education to every type of child out there. To the way they learn. I mean, we've been doing education the same way for hundreds of years. Kids sitting in a room all day. I'm a big career tech ed freak. I love career tech ed. And I think we need to, even if the kids aren't going into a career that requires swinging a hammer, I think they should all have to take either some kind of shop, you know, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, whatever it is. Teach them basics. Let them understand why algebra is important or math is important, fractions are important, instead of just being something that frustrates the crud out of them. So the bill is titled Saving the American History Act of 2020. It's going to require secretaries of Education, Health and Human Services, and Agriculture to prohibit schools from taking federal funds to teach the 1619 Project. Now, Cotton described the 1619 Project as an activist movement that's gaining momentum to deny cover up history by claiming that America was not founded on the ideals of the Declaration, but rather on slavery and oppression, which is a lie, flat-out open lie. They have been browbeating our kids for years, feeding them misinformation on history, teaching the white kids that they were useless and valueless. Look, I've said it a million times on the show. I don't have to keep saying it. I just do it to remind you. Slavery was never, ever, ever been considered as good. It was a good thing. It happened. Dark part of our history. We have many dark parts in our history. Maybe the Italians should rise up. Maybe the Jews should rise up. Oh, and the Japanese, you know, we put them in internment camps. Everybody has been done wrong at some point in time in this country. But we work hard to turn it around. We work hard to fix it. We work hard to make it better. That's the part that everybody is not being taught. And the sad part about it is that some on the left hate the right so much, hate conservatives, hate Christians so much, that they're willing to throw America under the bus. They're willing to throw your kids under the bus to get their point across, to bring it down to the point where they hope that people come to their senses and make sure no Republican ever gets elected again. Because all that damage being done in Seattle, in Portland, in Chicago, in New York, a perfect example of what I've been talking about. Bill de Blasio, he's proud of the fact that his jails are 30%, it's the lowest incarceration rate they've had in decades, because he keeps letting out the criminals. He won't let the police do their job. How is that? You know, I don't know what country it was, Sweden, Finland, one of those, who basically said they have done away with Down syndrome because they're aborting those babies. They haven't done away with it. They haven't fixed it. This is not an accomplishment, people. Multiple historians have criticized the 1619 Project, an initiative undertaken by the New York Times. It strives to reframe the country's history by suggesting that America's founding date actually took place in 1619, the year when a group of slaves was brought to Jamestown, Virginia, not 1776. Really? So I guess we were founded with the first colony? Is that what happened? We became the United States of America with the first slave group that came over in 16... Wow. Yeah, that is new. Can't prove it, but that is new. The Wall Street Journal quotes that Pulitzer Prize winner and historian Gordon Wood and James McPherson is calling the project so wrong in so many ways, unbalanced, one-sided account, respectively. And you people who made Oprah Winfrey a multi-gabillionaire. Notice I didn't say the first black woman or the black woman multi-gabillionaire, because that's not what it's about. She's funding this project. She's very much into this. You see what happens? But you guys will still buy her stuff. Campus Reform reported previously a writer for the 1619 Project, Nicole Hannah Jones, reached out to the Northwestern University history professor Leslie Harris for a fact check of her essay prior to its publication. Now, Harris uncovered an inaccurate claim in Hannah Jones' reporting, but the New York Times said, so what? And they published it anyway. Right? These are the people we're supposed to trust. You know, it's so funny. As Trump is calling them out, and then the rest of us are looking at them now more closely, they've almost got the same approval rating as Congress, which is pretty sad. They'll never admit to it. But they won't stop at anything. They must have power. They will lie, and they will cheat. Look what they did to Kavanaugh. You know, just because those women go away doesn't mean he's not guilty. No, I agree with you. And Joe Biden should tell us the rest of the women he's assaulted. Because remember, there were 8 of them waiting in line. Now that they're not there anymore, the left will say, well, that's it. That only shows to tell you. Only goes to show you that it wasn't true to begin with. Great. Then we have the same attitude towards Kavanaugh and Trump and the rest of them, right? Oh, no. They're Republicans. Never mind. They don't get that same kind of treatment. Unreal. Dan Gaynor, Vice President of MRC's Tech Watch, he told many, not just Campus Reform, but many, that the 1619 Project wasn't about history at all. It was about rewriting history, and he could prove it all. I'm Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Don't go far. Allie Stuckey joins me with her new book coming up in the next hour. Again, go grab something to drink. Come on back. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.